In the era before the data on ICD versus drug therapy studies, we really had very little to offer the patient except the hope that if we induced the ventricular tachycardia in the control state and then gave drug X and with EP testing could no longer induce the tachycardia, we had provided some protection. I've looked at the long-term results in such patients in whom we could suppress the induction of the ventricular tachycardia, and by and large, the patient did very well. Recurrence in all studies averaged 5 to 10% per year, actually, because of various reasons. Substrates change, patients don't take their medications under certain circumstances, and this big catecholamine surge, and it reverses the efficacy of drugs. But now, in the presence of data such as AVID and other trials that clearly show the advantage in survival for ICD therapy, we no longer do serial drug testing.